This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Ooh, hey, I'm here myself.
Echo. Out.
That is not good. Not good at all. Okay, that was coming from Comrex Access, just so our board operator knows what was going on there. So, welcome to the program. It is Ian here.
And nobody.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, and hopefully there won't be an endless echo when you call.
Echo.
Yeah, we're all good now. But we got stuff to talk about. As always, you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some of the big news in the world of cryptocurrency, of course, is that old Donald Trump has had a few things to say. He has finally talked about Bitcoin. On his, of course, Twitter, which is where Donald Trump talks about everything that he talks about. He's tweeting multiple times a day. And he has an opinion about it. It's not a positive one. But you know what? Even that is good news. And we'll share some of what he has to say here. And, of course, you want to call in, you can also call in our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm.
See, the first thing I think of or thought of when I saw Donald Trump tweeting about Bitcoin is how much did name recognition on Bitcoin jump as a result of his uttering the word, because
right.
The word. So I think there's got has to have been some Streisand effect there.
Somebody already has looked at the Google Trends, which apparently did have a bit of a spike. I have not seen it myself, but that's just what I've heard as a result of this. And so let's just jump right in here to the story from CNBC.com. Donald Trump said on Thursday, that's yesterday, said he's, quote, not a fan of cryptocurrencies, and suggested that Facebook may need a banking charter if the company wants to launch the digital token Libra, which we've talked about to some large extent here on Free Talk Live. In a series of Twitter posts, Trump said cryptocurrencies are not money. Let me give you the actual quote here. He said this, at Real Donald Trump on Twitter, I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money, and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air.
Well, the value of Satoshi is always one Satoshi.
This is true. Unregulated, the Satoshi, by the way, is the smallest fraction of a Bitcoin. It is, what, the eighth decimal point or something like that? It's down there. He also continued saying, unregulated crypto assets can facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illegal activity. Which, of course, cash also facilitates and has facilitated for many decades.
Yeah, and the Fed, they're involved in gangsterism.
Indeed. Now, I mean, to Donald Trump's credit, he has said things that have been positive towards, I think, like a gold standard or at least the danger of the Federal Reserve, if I recall correctly. He has
made some indications that he has some understanding of that. And apparently the two people that he just put in I don't know why it was two people, but I'm told that he just added two people to the Federal Reserve Board.
Okay.
Who are both considered friendly to the gold standard.
Well, that's good to know.
So they might be, you know, it might well be that this is feedback from them and that they're Peter Schiff style, anti-crypto gold plugs.
Well, I would certainly hope that, you know, that he can move at least in the right direction on that particular issue. That is to say, you know, getting the Federal Reserve to not exist anymore or put some sort of gold standard back in place in the United States. Those would all be, you know, advancements for the status quo, I suppose you could say.
I mean, that would definitely be an improvement. It would make the dollar, if they did it right, equivalent to a stable coin.
So, and we may see, as of some point, we may see a central bank actually successfully create its own cryptocurrency, or probably won't be a cryptocurrency, but some sort of a digital token. We haven't seen that yet. There have been a number of governments that have talked about it, maybe a handful of them.
Yeah, and they would have the huge advantage that theirs would just be a database, but it would not have to be trusted in the way that Bitcoin is. You wouldn't have to have the miners and the protection against 51% attack.
Which is the way the Facebook coin is going to work, where they will have some level of, you know, blockchain implemented, meaning that there will be different copies or the copies of the blockchain, which is essentially the ledger that backs, the distributed ledger that backs these cryptocurrencies. They'll have them, but there'll be only a limited number. It'll only be in the places where Facebook has approved that these things be. Whereas with Bitcoin, anybody who wants to can just go ahead and spin up a full node, as they call it, which is a full copy of the Bitcoin blockchain. Anybody who wants to, as long as you've got a hard drive with, I think, around 200 gigabytes, you probably want to have like at least 500 for it to grow. But, you know, if you've got 500 gigabyte hard drive space, you can easily have yourself a full node of Bitcoin. So there's, it's basically, it's permissionless, I think would be the right word to describe Bitcoin. Whereas with Facebook, you've got to have $10 million and their approval before you're going to get a node.
Right. And the advantage of having a full node is, for one thing, if anybody else is playing games with the Bitcoin and your software is, or with the blockchain, and your software is unaltered, then it should be saying, hey, there's something wrong with this this blockchain.
Whereas how Facebook is going to have its security set up, who knows? That's not the purpose of the conversation, although Trump does actually address Facebook here as well in another one of his tweets. But to just go back and look at what he said about Bitcoin, again, this was yesterday, saying it is not money. Well, I guess that just depends on who you ask. I mean, there are certainly government departments in the United States who consider it to be, I think it was the IRS, considers it to be like a commodity or something.
Right.
If I recall correctly.
Which I would say legally it's probably not a commodity either, because, you know, you can't go borrow a cup of Bitcoin from your neighbor. It's
true.
It's not a physical thing. I consider it akin to gift certificates for a money transmittal service. So basically, if you ask me what backs Bitcoin, I would say its own utility in actually transferring money. So he's not far off in saying that it's similar to a bank rather than a currency.
Well, I mean,
if that's what he means when you combine saying Bitcoin isn't a currency, and then with regards to Facebook becoming Facebook creating a cryptocurrency, that they're trying to become a bank. If what he's saying is that Bitcoin is not money, it's more akin to a bank, I wouldn't necessarily disagree.
He doesn't go so far as to make any statement like that, but it is interesting to look at Bitcoin in different ways, and I've heard you refer to it as this bank concept, or having shares in the bank, basically.
Yeah.
But also, you could also look at it as free speech, because Satoshi programmed this thing. Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, you know, he spoke or she spoke or whatever and wrote these, you know, programming words down and made a program, and that's protected free speech. You are basically moving around little tokens, part of this sort of free speech thing that that has been created. Mm-hmm. I think that would also be an interesting argument to protect it when and if Bitcoin is targeted by the American government in some way. I mean, they've to some extent been hands off of the network, but they have gone around and arrested some of the users, for instance, and they have cracked down, like in New York State, for instance, on Bitcoin exchanges and other businesses sort of doing business in and out of Bitcoin and the dollar, like moving from fiat to and from Bitcoin. They've definitely cracked down on those locations. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about what Trump had to say. Plus, he weighs in on the Facebook currency as well. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. And he's got things to say about the dollar. Unfortunately, there are nice things to say about the dollar. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's around this time of year, I guess, that Amazon does their Prime Day sale, which apparently is now more than one day. where they give, you know, discounts on whatever items they've got on Amazon, which, of course, is a huge selection. I'm not necessarily talking about Prime Day specifically, but I want to let you know that during Prime Day, in fact, starting now and going through July 15th, My Magic Mud is available at 50% off on Amazon. So I didn't even know they were on Amazon, but I'm not. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. They're in Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle, also on Amazon. And we've been giving you 20% off with our discount code, which will still be good, FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. But if you want 50% off right now at for My Magic Mud's products, get on over to Amazon. That's where you'll find this wonderful black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. You get on over there. MyMagicMud.com is where you can go learn more about the products. But one of the things they're requesting that you do if you order through Amazon is leave a review of My Magic Mud. They could use, apparently, some new reviews on the site. And, of course, the more reviews there are on an item, the better, generally. So get your 50% off at Amazon Prime Days from now through July 15th on My Magic Mud, and please do leave a review as we go to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian and Rich in the studio. Excuse me, Ian and Nobody.
Nobody.
I'm going to have to get used to that, although we're still waiting on the court. We got another couple weeks, and then we'll have a historic, what could be a very historic court hearing on the name change. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Let's talk to Dave. Speaking of New Hampshire, he's in New Hampshire. Dave, listening on our TuneIn or the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Gentlemen. Speakerphone. Okay. Back in the day when we were all kind of first thinking about moving to New Hampshire and gradually trickling in here for more freedom, there was this guy named Kevin Craig who lived, you know, he didn't live here yet, and he was real excited about moving here. He's real active in the Free State Project, and I guess he was a prison guard at a federal prison or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's my recollection.
And I guess in 2006, I was in a Senate hearing once. I think I was there personally and saw this. A senator actually read Kevin Craig's letter about how much he wanted to move to New Hampshire and what he liked about New Hampshire. And he said that, you know, we need to keep this, we need to keep New Hampshire this way, you know, so that Kevin Craig can move here. But sure enough, after a while, Kevin eventually did move here.
That's right.
And now he's in the legislature.
He's a state representative up in Coos County, which is the most northern and largest county and least populous county in all of New Hampshire.
And also where the prison at Berlin is, which begs the question, is he still a prison guard?
Yeah, I don't know. He may be retired by now. But, you know, he's a free stater legislator, libertarian in the government, and at least in some ways he must be libertarian. But apparently he, I guess he sits on the, I think it's the Fish and Game Commission, and or the Fish and Game Committee, you know, overlooking that bureaucracy.
So he hasn't been able to abolish the bureaucracy yet, huh?
No, he hasn't.
That's too
but
bad.
You know, he's you know, somewhat critical of some of the things they do, I guess. But anyway, there's a little bit of a controversy around him. There's some authoritarians that are demanding he resign, that he shouldn't be on that committee. And one of their reasons is he's insufficiently respectful of the Fish and Game Department.
Nice.
Wow.
That's what I like to hear.
I wish I could vote for him.
There was some quote that I don't remember what it was, but there was this angry letter in the local paper that he's demanding that he be out. And when I first wanted to move here, you know, I just dreamed of getting to a point where we could have people complaining about us, wanting us to resign, whining that we were having too much influence. And that's what's happening with Kevin Craig right now. It's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. Rich, you and I were just reminiscing with a new mover, one of our listeners, actually, Wes from the Discord chat room over at discord.lrn.fm, is now living here in Keene. And we were chatting with him last night, I think it was, about just, you know, some of the history of things here, and pointing out that some libertarians just don't understand that as soon as you start to threaten the status quo, that's when the haters are going to come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. And it's just like Donald Trump never had the kind of hate coming at him that he now does until he decided to run
for president. Yeah, exactly. And so as soon as you become an actual threat, like most libertarians aren't a threat. So, I mean, if wherever you go around the United States, you look at a Libertarian Party, for instance, you're looking at maybe five to 10 people in a generally fairly large area. Maybe if you're in a big city like Los Angeles or Chicago, you might get 15 or 20 to a meeting or something like that. And you're dealing with a group of people that is politically impotent. They have nothing that they can really accomplish because their numbers are so small. They've never been able to successfully get in most elections where there's three candidates. Libertarians lucky to get 2% of the vote. Even in elections where they're the second candidate, where there's only two candidates and they're one of two, in many cases, they're not even close usually. You know, they usually clean up maybe 30% of the vote in those instances. So they just do a dismal job. And as a result of that, nobody in the status quo is threatened. The people who work for the bureaucracy aren't afraid. Go ahead. Sorry, are you there?
I'm sorry, someone was talking to me. What were you saying?
Oh, I apologize. I thought you were trying to break in. anyway.
No, I guess this is another New Hampshire story that's still going on that was actually happening as you were talking. There was a bear this morning working over the neighbor's bird feeder, and I had left him a note letting him know there was a bear in their yard.
I was going to say, there's probably a lot of bears in New Hampshire. Usually they don't make... they usually don't make the news, but there was one I saw in my Google News feed, I think it was yesterday or this morning, where it was, I think it was the White Mountains, maybe it was Mount Washington, but anyway, some mountain here in New Hampshire, there's some kind of a resort that's built on it, and a nearby bear was just kind of chilling at the resort, like on a balcony or something like that, just watching the sunrise, and somebody took a picture of it. Yeah, so kind of neat.
But yeah, I was just talking to them about that. I had left them a note, and they were talking about it.
Gotcha. Well, hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate the good news about Kevin Craig there, who is a state representative, but one of many. He's not the only free stater. The person who migrated here, Rich. Mm-hmm. You and I also migrated here as part of this New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on. The Free State Project is part of it. There's the Shire Society, which also encourages people to move without having to sign up for some kind of a list. And there's no board of directors with the Shire Society. So there's this movement, this migration of liberty-minded folks coming here. And I would say there's close to two dozen Free Staters and or close friends of Free Staters who are elected at the State House as we speak.
Yeah, and when you say close friends of Free Staters, you're not saying close friends of the individuals, but of the movement.
Both. I mean, yeah.
Well, that too.
People who are active within the Liberty community but might have been born here, for instance.
Right.
Counting them, too. There's more coming up here at 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves, and it's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the strong economy. During a speech at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee, the president says U.S. manufacturing is thriving. Wisconsin resident Brian Smith was one of those who lined the streets to greet the president.
It's not every day that the president comes to your town, so I made an opportunistic, I was out here, so Yeah, I made it happen.
And a cool feeling for you.
Absolutely. Saw him wave.
That audio courtesy of today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee. ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump has tweeted about Bitcoin, and apparently this is the first time this has happened. People obviously are talking about it, and I think it's a good thing, even though he says he's, quote, not a fan of Bitcoin, and he even acknowledges that there are other cryptocurrencies. He says, quote, I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money, he claims. Ian and Rich here, by the way. We'll continue with more on Trump's tweets, because he also has something to say about the Facebook so-called cryptocurrency that has yet to be released. And speaking of Bitcoin, if you're ready to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash at your point of sale at your local business, maybe you've got a, you know, an actual retail location, or maybe you're just a service provider and you're going house to house, you know, doing repair work or plumbing or whatever, and you want to be able to accept cryptocurrency easily at the point of sale, it's super easy to do. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. They will walk you through the easy, simple steps to get rolling accepting cryptocurrencies. And it really, I mean, it started out easy when they started helpmetakebitcoin.com, but it's gotten even easier today. I was helping a local business owner update their addresses. They got a new wallet that they installed, so I helped them move from their old addresses in the AnyPay system, the helpmetakebitcoin.com AnyPay app. And it took just moments. I mean, it was so smooth, so easy. Nice. And it's free to you as a business owner to accept these cryptocurrencies with helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, Donald Trump saying he's not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money, he says, and whose value is highly volatile. Now, that's true. The value is highly volatile of cryptocurrencies. And you know what? That's part of the fun.
Yep.
Just hold on for the ride.
When's the last time the dollar tripled in value, Donald?
Never.
Yeah, it's been on a straight downward plunge ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Right. The only thing that you can say about the dollar is that sometimes it doesn't fall in value as fast as other fiat currencies from around the world. That's all you can really say about it.
True.
Because all fiat currencies, all these government monies, are all being inflated. So really the question is, at which rates are they all inflating, and how does the market, you know, ultimately shake out when it tries to value them against one another? So the dollar can appear, when you compare it to other fiat currencies, to be holding value. But when you compare the dollar and other fiat to Bitcoin, then you can really start to see that cryptocurrencies have accrued a tremendous amount of value to themselves over the last decade since Bitcoin came out. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars here.
Yeah, it's been an amazing source of value.
Let me go pull up CoinMarketCap.com right now. $323 billion, a little over that, $323 billion is the global market cap. That includes Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, Bitcoin. It includes about 2,000 different cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, of that $323 billion, Bitcoin is $211 billion of it. So it's about 65% of the total global market cap. That's a huge number. Now, it's not its peak. It did peak in late 2017, but it's doing pretty solid right now. Bitcoin's at over $11,800 per unit. And so that's something that's worth talking about, because if it weren't worth that amount of money, Donald Trump would not have been talking about it.
I think the bankers have been hoping that that Bitcoin would just go away, and you know, that's not going to happen. So, you know, first they laugh at you.
Yeah.
What is it? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Yeah, that's it. What stage are we at now?
It sounds like Donald Trump wants to do some fighting.
Well, it's always hard to discern the laughing and the fighting. There's a bit of a blurry line, I think, between the laughing and the fighting, because nobody's going to actually pull out, you know, swords and you know, we're not going to see the gauntlet thrown down and, you know, people actually physically harming one another, presumably over Bitcoin. Although you could argue that putting people in jail cells for selling the stuff online, for instance, may be considered a them's fighting words.
Yeah, I think the fighting will be through government, through regulation. Mm-hmm. It's already started in a lot of ways. I would say past the spike that led to the Bitcoin winter, I don't think anybody is laughing anymore.
I read a story. I thought I had it in my show prep that said that, like, for 98% of the time that Bitcoin has been around, it has been making people money, meaning that there was just that, what, week or whatever in December where it went beyond where it currently is, right? So if it's at 11,500 right now per Bitcoin, and at one point in late December of or mid-December, I think it was, of 2017, it peaked up briefly at 20,000. But it didn't take very long to get from, remember, it was like, it wasn't long that it was at 10,000 before it got to 20,000. Maybe it was a week, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the entire rest of the time, anybody who bought Bitcoin outside of those 2 weeks has made money on the valuation of Bitcoin going up, if they, you know, were to cash it out or whatever. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's only been 2 weeks in history that the price was higher than now.
That's correct. That's an incredible success story, right? Any investment that you were to purchase that has gone up 98, you know, has been constantly going up over time is an incredible investment.
And if you are one of the people who bought into Bitcoin at 20,000, you know, shame on you.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean shame on you?
Well, you know.
How would they have known? You never know where the run-up is going to stop. I wouldn't say shame on them. I would say hold on.
Well, definitely hold on.
Just hold
because
on.
It will eventually.
If
I mean,
you
I don't
sold
know if
when
Bitcoin
it dropped,
itself,
you screwed up, in my opinion. Like, if you bought it at 20,000 and then it dropped to 10 and 3,000 ultimately down as far as 3,000 over the last couple of years, and you sold it in a panic, you screwed up. Because if you bought at 20,000, it hurts to see it go down. I mean, it always hurts when that happens. But if you believe in this thing, if it's not just an investment for you, if you believe that cryptocurrency has the potential to actually, you know, continue to grow, then just sock that thing away and however much you bought, you know, whether it was a half a Bitcoin or a tenth or a 1% of a Bitcoin or whatever, just sock that thing away and hold on. And wait, you know, I wouldn't want to excoriate somebody for, you know, just happening to buy at the wrong time.
Well, I mean, almost never is it a good idea to buy when the price has just doubled.
Rolling up like that.
That's a FOMO move. What they call it, fear of missing out.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And so, yeah, it's maybe it's not a matter for shame, but it's a matter for... you know, looking at yourself, and there's always a temptation to do the, oh, this thing just doubled. I've got to get in before it doubles again. And
it is tempting.
Almost never will.
You're probably right about that, but what if it had gone to 50? You know what I mean? Like, what if it had, instead of stopping at 20,000, what if it had gone to 50,000 and then dropped to 30,000? Then you'd be feeling bad because you didn't buy it when it doubled. There's no right or wrong time, I don't think. To get into this, because the people that try to predict what Bitcoin's going to do, I'm always amused, Rich, in my Google, we were talking about how do you get news when you're not on Facebook. If you've got any suggestions for Rich, he just quit Facebook and he's looking for solutions. The Google thing on my phone always is showing me information about cryptocurrencies, and so it's super easy for me to see these stories, and I forget which one I was going to tell you about, but there was one of them that I was going to tell you about, but it just flew right out of my brain. We got more coming up about what Donald Trump has to say about cryptocurrency. He says he's not a fan. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Makes me wonder how many Donald Trump haters saw this tweet and decided they were going to take Bitcoin seriously now that they know that Donald Trump is not a fan of it. 855-450-FREE. We may see a lot of lefties jumping on board with the Bitcoin train here now, thanks to Trump. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about Donald Trump's comments about Bitcoin, which, of course, he tweeted out yesterday. We'll share more of those. Plus, he weighed in on the Facebook so-called cryptocurrency. With you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And nobody.
As we continue, I do want to say thank you to John, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means John is contributing $5 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go and help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States. We're on over 200 stations today. I mean, they're not all on today, but meaning over an entire week, we're on over 200 stations at some time or another. And you can help us get to 300. It is possible. You'll get some cool perks and some bonuses as a result of being an amplifier. Please go get the full list of reasons to do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Donald Trump tweeting that he says, "I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money." Now, if money is a medium of exchange, a thing that is a go-between to help people exchange value to one another, would you agree that that's what money is?
The Austrian definition, as I recall it, is generally the medium of exchange that is accepted by everybody.
Really?
And yeah. And so the implication of that is that only one thing can be money at a society at a time.
Wait a minute, are you saying in a geographic area? Because if it's everybody, now we're talking about the whole world.
Yeah, that would generally be within a given culture or subculture.
Huh. See, I've never heard that provision put on the definition of money before. It always was, I understood it as just a medium of exchange, preferably one that is accepted. The more accepted it is, the more presumably valuable that thing might be. If somebody's willing to take seashells from me, then in that instance, the seashells acted as money. They may not, continue to act as money for the person who accepted the seashells. And Bitcoin, arguably, even though it may not be accepted by everybody in this local area here in, let's say, Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, it is accepted in many places where the dollar may not be accepted globally. Mm-hmm. So it's really more of an international currency than any other.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, although, you know, you'll generally do well bringing U.S. dollars with you wherever you go, especially places like Venezuela.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a lot of places where the U.S. dollar will be happily accepted. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So I would...
But it's not everywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, can there be more than one money in a society? And
I'd say, yeah, absolutely. Look
I would say so.
Here's an example. Look at Porkfest or Forkfest, the libertarian camping festivals that that just happened last month here in New Hampshire, where there are at least a few different forms of money that are relatively accepted by nearly everyone there. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, almost accepted by almost everybody. There was only one vendor that wouldn't take Dash from me. There, of course, was silver being accepted by vendors as well, so precious metals. So, and, of course, U.S. dollars. So, I mean, that's that's at least five different forms of money that almost everyone was willing to take.
Yeah, and that's true. In that, under that circumstance, I would say that all of those things were money there and then.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin might not be money in Rogers Campground this week.
No, definitely it's not. And actually, most people didn't use Bitcoin BTC. There were a few people who wanted to pay with that, but the old BTC Bitcoin is just so expensive to send it. The odds that somebody is going to want to pay for a bowl of soup or chili or whatever with Bitcoin BTC is very, very slim. They're just not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Bitcoin's choking on its own fees.
So, back to Trump, who says that, again, he claims the value is highly volatile and based on thin air. Well, that's not true either. The value of Bitcoin is, in my opinion, it's valuable because of the fact, and I think you touched on this earlier, Rich, that it does what it says it's going to do. It allows you to transfer value in the form of these, these ledger entries, basically. That's the blockchain, the public ledger that backs the distributed decentralized public ledger that backs the Bitcoin network, these amounts on this blockchain are secure and they can't be messed with. The books cannot be cooked. That security is worth something. And the ability to be able to send these things relatively instantaneously across an entire planet to anybody who has a wallet, which anybody can get, because there's no barriers in the way. As we were talking about earlier, it's permissionless. You don't have to ask any permission to create a Bitcoin wallet. To be able to send value to another individual across the world for very low fees is very, very valuable. And that's why, and to do it securely, that's why it's worth something.
And it's not just that, but it's also, it allows you to bank. It allows you to replace banks with a cryptocurrency, basically, at comparatively very low fees.
You've got to take care of your own security, but yeah, you can replace the bank. You can hold your own funds in as secure a way as you want to, and there's more and less secure ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, the hardware wallet is a good example of what is purported to be a more secure way, an actual piece of physical computer hardware, usually in the form of like a USB drive of some sort, that it's got essentially protections, as I understand it, to make it so like a virus can't infect this piece of hardware. Hackers cannot hack into this piece of hardware from the Internet. They even make it difficult to hack into these things if you have the piece of hardware in your hands. As well. So these are really good ways for people to store fairly large amounts of cryptocurrency, whereas, for instance, a wallet that's on your smartphone is a not as secure way. You know, they're still pretty secure as long as you've got some security procedures in place, like a password to your phone. But if you don't have a password on your phone and there's no password on the wallet and you leave the phone on, the back of a toilet seat in an airport or something like that, then hopefully you'll get it back, but if somebody decides to empty your cryptocurrency wallet, then you failed at security in that case. It wasn't the crypto's fault. It was human error.
And the same thing can happen if you leave your account number via your bank laying around somewhere.
Exactly. Of course,
it's
with banks,
equivalent.
With bank accounts, anybody you cut a check to has your account number. So
yeah.
There is not much security when it comes to bank accounts.
No, the mostly the security is offloaded to the state by imposing disproportionate penalties on people who cheat banks.
In a lot of cases, you know, this fraud happens a lot where people who give out account numbers for whatever purpose, they have people charging their credit cards or making car payments to somebody else's bank account. And if you don't pay attention, if you're not in your bank account regularly to see what's going on, then it may be weeks before you figure out the fact that somebody just walked away with $1,000 out of your bank account and you had no idea about it.
Yeah.
And then you come back in there and then you can call your bank and then they fill out forms and then you wait and then you wait and then you wait and you cross your fingers and you hope that you get the money back. It's crazy. Donald Trump continues. He says that unregulated crypto assets can facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illegal activity, which, as we pointed out, so does cash. So how's that different exactly? In fact, you could argue that Bitcoin is traceable because it's a public blockchain, unlike cash transactions. Now, Bitcoin can be used in a pseudonymous way, and there are, of course, newer cryptocurrencies like Monero, that are privacy coins that are very focused on privacy that you basically cannot trace, unlike Bitcoin. So,
well, and the biggest murderer in the world is the United States military,
absolutely.
I would say, bar none. So, you know, how much murder is paid for in dollars? Most of it.
Right, and we're talking about, what, trillions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars regularly going into the U.S. military?
Yes, and literally, if we stopped trading in dollars, then there would be nobody to pay for that eternal war, because the only way to pay for it really is inflation. That's the only tax that is hidden well enough.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I was saying last night when we were talking about activism that I think cryptocurrency activism that we're doing here in New Hampshire is the most important activism we can be doing. Because we can help people, our neighbors, the businesses in the area and our neighbors, we can help them become more wealthy as long as this crypto thing keeps taking off. And, of course, the more that people get interested in crypto, the more likely it's going to continue taking off. And so the more people that we can get using cryptocurrency, spending it in real life, the more businesses we can get accepting it, the more users we can get using it, the less money is going to stay in the old economy. The more money is going to leave the dollar. The more value is leaving the dollar and coming into crypto. We got more on the way here. Trump's going to weigh in on the Facebook thing, the Facebook crypto. Come up. It's free time.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.